The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Our topic today is Face Off for Charity, our annual fundraiser with the Sioux City Musketeers to help raise funds for children in residential treatment. Joining me today are Terry Dooley and Mary Pickens from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services and Sioux City Musketeers coach Luke Strand. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I know it's early in the day yet, I'll tell you, but a little stretch here. And Coach, you get us out there for a little calisthenics.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay, here we go.
About the weather either. You know, the weather's been beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you, let's hope it stays that way. Let's talk about a little background. Terry and Mary are from Boys and Girls Home. So give us a little background on what you guys do at Boys and Girls Home.
I am a fundraiser at Boys and Girls Home, and Mary is doing the same kind of work. And we are really excited because we're coming up on Face Off for Charity. And this event has been with us for 24 years, Art. 24 years.
That's great. And Mary, what's your background here? Terry going up to share a mic here.
Hi, I'm Mary Pickens, and I'm at Boys and Girls Home, and I work with Terry in the fundraising department.
Okay, great. So there you got the workers here that make this thing happen. And, of course, he doesn't need any introduction. He's been so helpful to us because he really believes in the cause of what we're doing for kids, adolescents, and mental wellness. And that's the Sioux City Musketeers coach, Luke Strand. Luke, welcome, and give us a little background on what you want to talk about.
Well,
today.
You know, I'll tell you this. This is more important than X's and O's. So this is way more fun to talk about. And the impact of this versus a face-off play or a forecheck design this has got our attention way more.
Well, I'll tell you, we are so fortunate to have that. We've been doing this for a while. So, Terry, let me come back to you. What is Face Off for Charity?
Face Off for Charity is a fundraiser that we do every year for the last 24 years. And let me just back up a bit with the history of the event. I'm looking at Mr. Art Silva, who was a board member at Boys and Girls Home before he became the CEO. And all those years ago, he got together with Dave Hackstall, and the two of them came up with the idea of doing a fundraiser that would involve the Sioux City Musketeers. And look at us all these years later. You must be proud, Art.
I'm really glad that when you follow guys like Dave and you get to know the coaches and the sacrifices that they make, that they still have time to do this. They take it as important for them. And we haven't had anyone like that in a long time like Luke Strand. Dave Siciliano was another example that came along, but we can't do it. And it's really, we'll get to talk to Luke about this a little later, about the culture in that organization that helps it. But yeah, it's been a while. I think it's a good marriage. It's been through thick and thin, and I love the boys, and you get a chance to watch them move on in their career. So yeah, it's been good.
It's coming up on Thursday night, on the 24th, and we have a meal that is served with the help of the Sioux City Musketeers. And if you have not had a chance to meet the Sioux City Musketeers and or see them play, you really need to do that. These are young men that are role models. They are absolutely wonderful young men who are focused on going off to college and having a good time being able to skate here and learn new skills from the coaching team at the Sioux City Musketeers. They're boys that you would love to be able to spend time with, and they're helping us raise money for the kids at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services.
Well, nobody knows these kids better, these young men better than Coach Strand. So, Coach, you want to talk about your boys?
Well, I'm interested to see them with a tray versus a stick. I can tell you that.
That's right.
I would only say that we do believe that the person makes the player. The opportunity for our guys to be out in the community is strong. What an opportunity this is. We have always had the connection here with Boys and Girls Home. And I think it goes a lot further, you know, knowing the connection from the past. And even, like, it was neat. The O2 team was in town. Those guys remembered it. Those guys talked about it. They were so, encouraging that it was still going and going strong. But it was a highlight in their careers. That's 20 years ago. As they won championships, they won in face off for charity. So it's another opportunity for our guys, I think, to impact the Siouxland and just be a part of the fabric of the community.
Well, you talk about the community, and that's a great segue because it's not just limited to hockey fans. If you haven't been down to the Tyson and see the Musketeers play, this is a great chance to come down and see these young men in action, and then you get to see them also. It's like a whole weekend. We start this event on Thursday night, the 24th, but there are two Musketeer games over the weekend that you can come out and see them play as they get ready to go into the playoffs. So I got to tell you, I've been impressed with these guys. You get to see them out of uniform when they're doing their waiting. They waiter at this deal so you can vote for your favorite Musketeers. But for those folks who haven't been down to the Tyson and haven't experienced the Musketeers, this is a great intro. So I really tell you to come on out. It'd be a fun, fun night and a fun weekend, I should say, the whole thing. Terry, let me come back to you. Let me ask you, how does this event help Boys and Girls Home and Family Services?
Well, there's two pieces that Mary and I have really enjoyed being a part of. The first piece is that we get to have the Musketeer players interface with the kids that are living with us in residential care at the agency. And through the years, it's kind of changed a little bit. Some years, the players get to come and actually see the kids. Other years, we have done Zoom meetings. We did one this year that was a Zoom meeting. Our kids are excited to be able to have an opportunity to interface with the Musketeers. They're superstars, Luke.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's good for our guys, too. I think just get the vision. And they don't understand. I mean, our guys can say they understand, but they don't understand what these, littles are going through in their lives. But it's an opportunity for us to, for sure, use one hand for the other.
I'm Art Silva, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And with me today is Coach Luke Strand on Musketeers, Terry Dooley, and Mary Pickens from Boys and Girls Home. And we're talking about Face Off for Charity. Terry, let me come back to you and talk about specifically the needs. What are some of our needs? We talk a lot about what we're doing. We're going to get into that event a little more. But let's talk about the why we're doing this.
We're doing it because there are a lot of needs at the agency, the kids that we are caring for. Everything is not covered. And mental health, as many of you out there listening know, has really raised its ugly head. And we're doing a lot of work around taking the money that's raised at Face Off for Charity and using it to be able to provide mental health services for our kids, in addition to a lot of the things that they need, clothing. A lot of our kids, when they come to us, don't have any of that. So the money is very important to us that we're raising at Face Off for Charity.
And we couldn't do it without the Musketeers. And moving over to that, our partnership with the Musketeers, taking a look at these kids, it doesn't just happen on Face Off for Charity night. I think the public needs to know that our kids go down, they've been down to the rink, they meet the players, they do the players on an annual basis. Luke, you want to share some of that event?
It's exciting. I'll tell you. Our players for sure enjoy if they have an opportunity to put a smile on a person's face, they'll do it. If it's part of the game, great. But when it's not really actually part of scoring a goal or making a check, but it's an actual like contact in growing into a young man, that power stays with those guys forever. So that's a big piece of what it is. And I think when the kids have been down to the rink, I think they might want to overnight in the locker room, maybe. but it's an exceptional time. And I think we all portray what we think we know, but we don't know, gang. We don't know like where they're coming from mentally, physically, emotionally, and we don't know their needs aren't in dollars and cents. I mean, we need the dollars and cents to make it work, but it's not about putting a nice Gucci shoe on or a nice polo shirt. It's not. It's the opposite. It's about making them feel really worthy about what they can become.
Well, the nice thing about it is when the kids go down there, you get a chance to see kids talking with kids. A lot of our kids are the same age, and we're dealing with adolescents here. Mm-hmm. Let's just narrow this focus down a little more, and they can relate. And a lot of the Musketeer players, Terry has talked to me about leaving Boys and Girls Home after a visit. Sometimes they come up to the agency, and sometimes we go down to see you guys. Yep. How they're touched by it, and how lucky they feel, how blessed they are, but they want to share, and that comes across very strong, and it's a very sincere connection where they come in and really try to put a smile on these kids' face.
Yeah, it's, I think, noted on the idea that selfishly, a lot of our guys have not even come close to any of the trauma of any sort of magnitude that the Boys and Girls Home adolescents have. And so for our guys even to see a different page of a life that happens outside of their own, but to recognize it and care about it, that's kind of the character people we have, which is really neat.
Well, and Luke, I think too, it's a jewel for the Musketeers to be able to provide this for kids. For the players to be able to volunteer is huge.
It's forever. We talked about the old team remembering. They're not going to forget anytime soon. This is great.
Well, we're coming up on our break, so continue your morning chill, and we'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. And joining us today is Terry Dooley and Mary Pickens from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services and Sioux City Musketeers coach Luke Strand. So let's continue our discussion on Face Off for Charity. So Terry, let's talk specifically about this event, the who, what, how, where, and when. What's happening?
You know, I think Mary is probably the best person to be able to kind of give all the details about that. She's got that all down pat.
We're going to have this event Thursday, March 24th at 5:30 p.m. The doors are going to open and 6 o'clock is going to be dinner. You can buy your tickets at www.bidpal.net/faceoff. Or go to the Boys and Girls Home website, and you can click on the link there as well. So you can see some of our auction items, you can preview them, and you can buy your tickets for this event because you're not going to want to miss out. So once again, Thursday, March 24th, Sioux City Convention Center, doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6, www.bidpal.net/faceoff.
Now we want to stress, we're at a new location this year. So you don't have to wear two pairs of socks. You won't be on the ice. But we're at the Sioux City Convention Center. The Musketeers are going to be serving dinner. We got a tremendous auction. And are we getting into the hockey frame of mind? Terry, tell us about the meal. What's going on here?
The meal is going to be the hockey flavor. So we're serving brats this year. We're kind of excited about that.
I like it.
Yeah, might as well be like we're at a hockey game. And there might be some donuts for dessert as well. People who go to the Musketeers games know that when you walk into that Tyson Event Center, you can smell those donuts on a hockey night.
Okay, let's back this up. So let's get it straight. Thursday night, the 24th of March, that's coming up this week, this coming Thursday, and it starts at
5:30
to Sioux City Convention Center. And we have a meal for you, and the Musketeers are serving. And now we get down to the big deal. Let's talk about some auction items.
Woo-hoo. We have some cool auction items. Go, Mary, go.
We've got symphony tickets. We've got hockey jerseys. We've got hockey season tickets. We've got a walleye fishing trip, which we can go to a little bit more. We've got use of suites for the Musketeers games. We've got KSCJ has given us some advertising packages, and we've got some steaks. These are amazing steaks that you cannot just go out and buy. They're on Tuesday. They'll be cut on Tuesday, 2 days before the event, and you can buy those. We've got American popcorn baskets, and we've got tons of local restaurants, stores, hotels, lots of items.
I'll add two Packer tickets.
Ooh. What?
Whoa.
You know, we know how much we like Coach Luke, right?
Oh, God. And Aaron's you. Back. Well, that's,
that would be the driver, right? Like, we got Rogers back. We'll go two Packer tickets, and I got to contact Red, but we'll get to the bottom of that, no problem.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Luke, that is absolutely super. That goes well. And so the guy out there that bought Tom Brady's retirement last touchdown football, I said, we just got a better deal with a two-pack of tickets. Thank you, Luke. Love it.
You know, we have Kansas City Chiefs tickets, too. We just got notice of those yesterday. So, Kansas City Chiefs, pretty good.
They're pretty good seats. And doesn't a tour come along with that, Terry?
Yes, a Boulevard Brewery tour as well.
Oh, man, I'm getting excited. Football season starting to get going again, and you get the signings happening, and now Luke, that I'm still stunned on the pack
field,
of tickets.
There is no Boulevard tour except for Lambeau is surrounded by bars, so
that's right.
There's your own tour to be had right there. Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you, that is absolutely great. So, Mary, come on, we got some other items here. Let's talk about.
Well, and Mary and I together can probably talk about these things. You know, one of the things that we've talked a lot about is that the Musketeer players, a lot of them go on to be NHL players. And when they leave, they remember Boys and Girls Home. So we have a Jake Guentzel jersey that is autographed by Jake. He's with the Pittsburgh Penguins skating with Crosby.
He just had an assist the other night on Crosby.
NHL All-Star this year. And Stanley Cup winner.
And we've got Neil Pionk, who is with the Winnipeg Jets, who every year sends us a jersey that's autographed by him. So there's another one.
Martin St. Louis, the hockey stick, the new coach of the Montreal Canadiens. So pretty neat on that side of the investment
game
as well.
Game used, if that is, too.
Game
you know?
Used. I love it.
Yeah.
I got to tell you now, there's a lot of things out there. And if you anybody that can hear us out there in our listening area, Mary, let's give them the address again so they can go and look at all our gifts and get ready because this is going to be one heck of a great auction.
www.bidpal.net/faceoff. bidpal.net/FACEOFF. Or you can go to the Boys and Girls Home webpage and click on the link.
And our auction items are changing day by day, as witnessed with Coach Strand and the Packers tickets. Woo, man, that is a big deal. And then the Kansas City Chiefs and the Boulevard Tour. And I want to back up a bit. What's this wall idea? I heard you mention something about wall. We got a lot of Fisher people out there, you know, that... I said fish of people, you know, that's men and women, okay?
Good job. We have a guided walleye fishing trip in Lake Preston, South Dakota. It includes one night stay at the Lake Preston Motel and a day of fishing for three people. So that's pretty amazing.
I think so. Is there
a coach, an assistant coach?
I love it.
You got some competition on this one, I can tell you already.
This could be a front office trip, you know, I'll tell you. A lot of strategy for you folks out there in the business world that might looking for a retreat with your key people. This could be a great idea because I know you're going to reach your limit really fast, and then you have time to talk about your business deal. What else do we have that you want to talk about?
Well, actually, I'll talk about the fact that we're going to have some fun to cause. We're going to do a fun to cause for mental wellness for adolescents, some therapy. So you can provide that. So if you want to help provide therapy for adolescents in this area, we're going to have that on our site as well. And you don't even have to come to our event to help us with that. So you can go to our website, www.bidpal.net/faceoff, and find that out as well.
Well, I got to tell you, let me just stop there for 1 second. And when we talk about adolescents, the need continues to grow. Who knew it would take a pandemic to bring out the real needs of our younger people? And they don't show it. We're seeing our enrollment has grown at Boys and Girls Home. We're able to serve the community right now. But believe me, folks, the need is there, and it's continued to grow with our adolescents. So your support at any level and fund the cause is just a nice deal, too, where at any level you can give something that will be turned into a donation. And everything stays right here in Siouxland. Everything stays right here with Boys and Girls Home. So this is just the best we can do on it, and we're just really excited about this upcoming event. And we couldn't do this event without help from our sponsors. Terry, do you want to talk about who our sponsors are?
Yeah, boy, do we have a long history of fabulous support from our sponsors. So Tyson Fresh Meats, KCAU, Powell Broadcasting, Y Country 101, Q102, Folk Brothers, Knife River, the Sioux City Journal, Premier Glazers, Beer and Beverage. And we can't forget our auctioneers who make this event so much fun, Randy Stabe and Clint Voss, Stabe Realty and Auction.
They're worth the price of admission right there.
It makes it a party. They're so fun, right?
And you can buy tickets for $25 a person, or you can buy a table for $300. And again, all of this goes to Boys and Girls Home. Well, this has been a fast show, and we're coming up towards the end of our show. And, Luke, I want to thank you again. And anything you'd like to add before we shut this off?
No, I would agree. I can echo loud enough. The impact is extraordinary. And if you can't be there, find a way to give your part and do your part to share your wealth.
And thanks again for your gift. Appreciate Absolutely. It. Every week we end our show with a joke, and humor is medicine for the soul. So here's our weekly joke. My bank account was hacked. The hacker was so disappointed, he started a fundraiser for me. Okay. Thanks, Terry, Mary, and Luke, and thanks to all of our listening audience. A shout-out to all the coaches and players visiting Sioux City for the NAIA Women's Championship, and kudos to GPAC Commissioner Corey Westra for a job well done. We're always looking to add to our family, so if you're looking for a career change or to start a new career, please call our HR manager at 293-4700 or hr@bgh.org. We have immediate openings for full and part-time positions. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. And our topic will be how to talk to your children about difficult topics in the news. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. We want to see you at Face Off for Charity. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700 to get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.